superintendent of the Chatham School District, which includes Cluckwan, died suddenly on Tuesday. And a strong wind event is expected to impact Upper Lynn Canal communities early this evening. And the Haines community plans a memorial playground at the Haines School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The superintendent of the Chatham School District, Bruce Houck, died suddenly on Tuesday. The rural school district covers four village schools in southeast Alaska, including Cluckwan. His death was confirmed by school principal Bradley King, but authorities haven't released a cause of death. Houck lived in Angoon and was the head administrator of the district, which included Angoon, Gustavus, Tenneke Springs, and Cluckwan. An Alaska state trooper traveled to Angoon on Wednesday to investigate the death, according to trooper spokesperson Tim Despain. He said more details would be released as they become available. The Chatham School District's Board of Education is holding an emergency meeting at 7 p.m. tonight, Wednesday, December 1st. Zoom details are at khns.org. The board has been debating whether to keep the Cluckwan School open, which has suffered in recent months from declining enrollment. A strong wind event is expected to impact the Upper Lynn Canal in the late afternoon to early evening hours on Wednesday night. KHNS's Mike Swayze spoke with federal meteorologist Greg Spahn from the National Weather Service in Juneau on Wednesday for the latest update.
Greg, tell us about the weather event that's approaching the Upper Lynn Canal.
We have a small system, a compact low, that's currently racing northward up past Cape Spencer and up past Fairweather. And as it's coming northward, it's bringing a big southerly wind push with it. So right now, the winds in Skagway are pretty calm. But we're already seeing those southerly winds gradually pushing up the channels and gradually pushing up the canals. And we're expecting those to actually reach Skagway a little later tonight. And when they do, we think that they could reach as high as maybe 35 knots sustained. So a really strong wind.
35 knots, that's about how many miles an hour?
It's in excess of 40 miles per hour, I can tell you that much right off the top of my head, and that's sustained. Wind gusts will be around 55 miles per hour as some of that wind push manages to work its way down to the surface. Now, the good news is that this shouldn't last too long. Wind should diminish once again slowly overnight and through the early morning hours tomorrow. But, you know, right now it's the calm before the storm, as it were.
That's right. So it's heading northward, so it's going to hit Haines then before it hits Skagway. How long in between the two communities? I mean, we're only about 17 miles apart, but like, what sort of time span are we looking at for it to get from Haines all the way up to Skagway?
That's a good question. That's always one of the challenging questions to answer because it's, you know, it's the great battle between northerly wind and southerly outflow. But in this case, we definitely expect the southerly outflow is going to prevail and give us those strong winds. So you're looking at maybe an hour or two's difference at most before it hits first Haines and then reaches up northward and finally reaches Skagway.
Okay. You're expecting the gust to increase in Haines at about what time?
Right now it's going to be approximately, we're thinking, perhaps around 6 p.m. However, that could vary by a couple hours on either direction. Once again, it all depends on how fast this wind surge is able to work its way up.
Okay. Greg, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That was federal meteorologist Greg Spahn from the National Weather Service in Juneau with the latest update on the wind event expected to impact the Upper Lynn Canal on Wednesday evening. For more information, visit weather.gov. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the extreme weather event in Haines that resulted in the deadly landslide and storm damage to dozens of homes and businesses. There are several memorial projects planned to commemorate the disaster and honor all those impacted, including a playground project at the Haines School. Janae Larson, who tragically died in the Beach Road landslide last December, had always dreamed of improving the playground at the Haines School, where she was the kindergarten teacher.
I'm part of what we call Team Janae, which is the group of folks that is helping to create this playground in Janae's memory.
Shelley Sloper is a Haines School Board member and a Haines alum. We're standing on the edge of the current playground, where one small structure stands. It's recess, and kids clamber up the ladder and bound around. Beyond is a clear view of Mount Rapinski's snow-capped peak.
Play is such an important part of development, too. And, you know, Janae was just super passionate about teaching and supporting her students, you know, in the classroom, but also out here.
Janae had grown up in Haines. She graduated from the class of 2016 with a desire to return to Haines School and teach. In 2020, she landed her dream job as the kindergarten teacher. Larson and David Simmons were killed on December 2nd in the Beach Road landslide. Her dog, Red, was also lost. Sloper says it was Janae's mother's idea to create the memorial playground, and the community quickly rallied to make it happen. They started a GoFundMe page, and so far they've raised just over $31,000 toward a $110,000 goal.
As you can tell, there's just a couple of pieces of equipment, and they're, you know, it just needs to be updated. And basically the idea is that the elements of the playground will represent or sort of showcase some things we love about Haines and some things that Janae loved about Haines, like the ocean and the river and water sports, and really just be a place for, well, it will look beautiful, but also be a space for learning and development for the K-2 students.
A landscape architecture firm in Juneau volunteered to create a design. The initial design features a variety of play and learning spaces, including a boat structure, tricycle trail, and an outdoor classroom. It's posted now on the Janae Larson Group Facebook page.
It's been so wonderful. It's so heartening to see the donations that are coming in, and folks are just really excited about the project. And we're seeing that from the school community, from the broader community, and from folks around the world who just saw the project and thought it was great, or love Janae and just really are excited to see this in, you know, being done in her honor. So we've raised a lot of money already, and we still have a little ways to go. So all in all, the response has been really super positive.
Sloper says now they're still fundraising, and the playground design will be finalized based on the funding. Besides creating a beautiful and fun new space for students, she says working on the project has also been healing for the family, friends, and school community.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been something that we can put our energy towards in a way that gives us a purpose, I think, in a lot of ways. sorry. You know, it's not easy because it is, it reminds us of Janae all the time, but it's good in a way for healing to have Janae in our minds and to think about the things she cares about.
She says they hope it'll be a place for play, to remember Janae, and as a space for community healing. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.